listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm busier than 50 hornets here. We just did a whole lot of revamping here. We changed an awful lot of equipment. We did some rewiring. In fact, we have a whole new studio here. We have 5 new pieces of equipment. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing with any of it. And Annie, if you're listening, would you please come down and tell me how this sounds? I know we're on satellite now, but if you're listening, would you please come down here and tell me how this is going out tonight so that I'll know whether I need to make any last-minute adjustments or changes or whatever. And for those of you in the listening audience, do not call in yet. I'm going to take calls later in this hour, but not right now. Do not call right now, okay? You're just going to be disappointed. You're going to get an answering machine because I forgot to disconnect it before I came to the studio.
Sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay, great. And he just gave me a report, said it sounds good. So what I'm going to do is go to some music here. I'm going to go out and disconnect that answering machine, and then I'm going to take some calls and find out how it sounds out there in satellite and radio land. Okay, enough of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take calls now, 520-333-4578. And if you're listening on satellite or on FM radio, please let me know how our broadcast sounds tonight so that I can tweak this equipment if it needs it and try to be all that we can be. So the number is 520-333-4578. And if you'll call, I'll put you on the air, and we'll see how things are going. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, Mr. Cooper, this is Kevin in South Carson City, Nevada.
Can you say that again, Kevin?
This is Kevin in South Carson City, Nevada.
Okay. Are you on a walking phone or something like that?
No.
Regular phone?
No, I'm broadcasting. I had a little feedback, so I turned that off.
Okay. Yeah.
A little better?
That much better.
Okay.
Okay. How's it sound?
You have a higher treble now than you used to before Christmas.
Higher treble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it sound better or worse or what?
It's clearer.
Clearer.
Yeah. It's just not what I'm used to.
Well, let's never mind what we're used to. I'm trying to make this the best that it can possibly be. Is this better? Can I make it better? Is it worse? What?
No, I think it's a clearer voice. It's easier to hear and understand.
Okay. How's the music sound?
Real clear.
Okay. Great. Any background noise, feedback, anything like that?
Nope, not that I could hear.
Okay. And you're you said you're broadcasting?
Yes, over Christmas I put together my Ramsen FM25, and I'm experimenting around with antennas, and you're broadcasting over Indian Hills.
Wonderful. That's great. I wish I had something wonderful to say. I've been working all weekend installing all of this new equipment and rewiring. And I got to tell you, I'm not an electrician. I really don't understand half of this stuff. And for me, tearing apart a studio and rewiring it with new equipment and everything works different and all the knobs and buttons are in different places is an absolute nightmare. I didn't get much sleep over the weekend because I had the broadcast tonight and we were plugging in and testing and wiring and rewiring right up to the time we went on the air. And some of you tuned in earlier than our start time for the network have probably heard us testing on the satellite. Yeah, well, anything else that you want to add or say?
Oh, just anybody out there listening. I was kind of hesitant in putting together one of these systems, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. It took me 6 hours to put together the Ramsey kit. No problem. Real easy. It worked right off the bat. And it's a lot of fun putting together a little studio.
And it works real well, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just built a vertical ground plane antenna, and I got to mount it in the attic tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I'm covering about a 6-block radius. And I'm still in the low power setting.
And is your house on the same level as the surrounding countryside?
No, we're on kind of a hillside.
If you're on a hillside, if you put your antenna outside as high as you can get it on your house, and if you do that, make sure you ground it for in case of lightning strike.
Right.
You'll cover a lot more than 6 blocks with that antenna. With that FM25, I can guarantee you.
Well, with our zoning restrictions, I can't really mount an antenna outside, so I'm going to put it up high in the attic.
Oh,
it'll be just about as high.
You don't know about the Supreme Court ruling, do you?
Oh, I know. You can have antennas to receive signals and that sort of stuff, but I want to sell the place one of these days, too. It's easy to take down.
Yeah, it's real easy to take down. It won't stop you from selling.
Well, to stay within the rules, you got to stay within that 10-foot coax line. And I would have to, I might think about that and mount my transmitter somewhere else so it's easy to feed the...
Actually, as someone else brought to my attention, you don't have to have a 10-foot line. For low power FM, all of that stuff has no bearing. It's the reading off the antenna within so many feet that counts.
Right, the 250 microvolt.
There you go.
Yeah, and I've still got to come up with, before I switch to high power setting, I'm going to find someone that's got an RF meter. Or a field strength meter, so I can, because I'm a ham, and so I got to make sure I stay right underneath the legal limits.
Yeah, when you got your license, you agreed to obey their rules.
Right.
I didn't do that.
Well, anyway, glad you had a nice week or holidays, and I hope everybody around here will enjoy your show, and I'm going to put some flyers out and stuff, too, because I doubt if anybody is even picking up the signal yet with people having digital radios. You know, they more or less lock them on the signal, and they don't tune around much.
You know, that's not really true. Some people will have a favorite station, and they'll never, once they find that station, they'll never listen to anything else. They'll never go through the band. But that's some people. Most people, every once in a while, when they're listening to the radio and it's just a little boring or something, they'll go through the dial. And if they hear something interesting, you got them.
Right. Well, my plans are I'm going to broadcast 6 to 9 p.m. every night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start off with an hour's worth of music, rock and roll and stuff like that, because my plan is there's a lot of kids around here, and I want to try and hook them into listening.
Oh, don't say kids around Pooh. She'll get you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what a kid is.
Yeah. Let's say there's a whole bunch of high school students around here this area.
There you go. Our children.
Right. And if I can get them hooked into listening the first hour, then maybe I can get them hooked into hanging around for your show, and then with the type of rock and roll I'm playing, maybe some of the older people listen, and they'll really, really like your show and the Herb show.
Well, great. That's one of the reasons that I use a lot of music on my broadcast is because it captures people who like music. And if they stick for the music, then they stick for a few minutes later to see if there's going to be more, and sometimes they get hooked listening to what we're talking about. It's a very good idea.
Well, on my promo message, for a while, I'm going to, state how I'm set up the station, the rules I'm following, and what my intentions are. And I'm, also gave some telephone numbers where in case I'm causing any interference, I want them definitely to give me a call so I can fix the problem.
Right.
Anyway, I'll let someone else get on.
Thank you.
You bet.
And Happy New Year.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned the holidays. We had wonderful Christmas here, and my greatest joy at Christmas is watching the children open their presents. That, to me, that's everything. That's what it's all about. In fact, that's the only thing that it's, you know, that it's really about for me. It's really not the birthday of Jesus Christ. You can celebrate his birth in your heart anytime you want to, including Christmas Day, if you want to, and that's all right. But I really get into giving, and I really, really love watching the faces of the children as they open their presents. And we videotaped part of our Christmas this year, and I even videotaped me cooking the turkey and the dressing. We might even make that available. I don't know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
And who are you?
From Indiana.
Pardon?
This is Greg from Indiana.
Greg from Indiana. Hi, Greg.
I hope you have a good new year.
Thank you. Same to you.
I had pretty much the same enjoyment with my family. Watch, we bought our youngest one a brand new bicycle, and it's always fun to watch their faces when you give them their presents.
Oh, yeah.
That to me is what Christmas is all about. It has nothing to do with the birth of Christ. I don't get the connection between the Santa Claus and the tree. And I guess there isn't.
Well, there isn't. Every single thing about Christmas, the date, the tree, the ornaments,
it's all pagan.
Most of the carols, everything are of pagan origin, have nothing to do with the Christ or the Christian church or anything else.
Sometimes, if you could give out a... in regards to that, the series that Michelle Moore did that aired over the Christmas time.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Yes, I really liked it. I'd like to write her a fan mail letter sometime if you could give out her address where she receives mail at. I'd like
never, to never can I do that. If you'll send us a letter addressed to Michelle in care of Harvest, I'll make sure that she gets them.
Okay.
But I can't give you her address because of the work she's done in the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing. She is at risk.
About your audio quality, I noticed ever since you started using the musical introduction to the network that for quite a while, to me, it sounded over-compressed and over-deviated.
Uh-huh.
And recently you've toned the audio level down and maybe the compression level, and it is sounding better now.
Actually, I had the compression level at about minus 10 during that period. I've now got it up to minus 2, which is all the way. Maximum compression I'm using right now.
Well, whatever it is you're doing now, it does sound better than what it did a few weeks ago.
Well, I think that's all this new equipment and the rewiring that I've done all over this weekend, if you feel that it sounds better tonight. Previous to tonight, when we were using the old studio wired in the old way with the old equipment, we had turned the volume all the way down so that we were getting no registration on any of the VU meters whatsoever. And that was just driving me crazy because how can you operate without a VU reading?
Right.
But now, the way I've got everything hooked up, we have maximum VU readings on everything, and according to all the tests that we did, we've got the excellent sound quality, and that's what I'm hearing. Well, that's what I heard from the first caller tonight, and apparently you're echoing his reading on this.
Right. You changed something, about a week to 2 weeks ago?
All I did was turn down the volume.
Okay.
To where we were getting absolutely no reading on the VU meters. That's what we did.
Okay. It started to sound better. The musical introduction that you played sounded better. The audio that Jackie Patru plays during her program, to me, sounds very tinny, and it's somewhat uncomfortable to listen to.
Well, you'll have to take that up with Jackie. I think she's working with some real, shall I say, inexpensive equipment, and she's learning, and she really hasn't got all the technique down. You can hear when she starts and stops the tape and all that kind of stuff, but she's learning. You know, you should hear some of my first broadcasts.
I wish I had.
Almost 5 years ago, while the content was out of this world, and nobody anywhere in the world had ever heard anything like what I was giving them over the air. In fact, I started all this stuff. Nobody was doing any of this until I did it first. And then, by golly, I just started to listen to I taped my broadcast. I started listening to the tapes and was just so disappointed. that I began to learn how to make it sound better and work better and all of that kind. But it takes time.
You're right. I'll let you go, Bill.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. I need you to call me wherever you're at. Tell me whether you're listening on FM or on satellite and how it sounds. And if there's anything I can do to improve this broadcast, I want to know. So I'm right here in front of the equipment. We can do some on-air tweaking here, and I can get feedback from the listeners, and that's the best kind of feedback there is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's Gary from Wyoming Calling.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, listening to you on satellite, and excellent. Very good. When Annie came down to tell you that she could hear you, I could hear her in the background. The sound quality is much, much better.
Well, thank you. You have to be very careful what I do while I'm on the air with this VX44 microphone. It was made back in the 20s and 30s in the heyday of radio. It's the best microphone in the entire world.
Wow.
And, for instance, if I were to scratch my neck right now, you'd hear it. If I move anything. Hear that?
Yeah, sure did.
All I did was barely move a tape cassette on the table. That's all it was. And this microphone picks it up.
Yeah, when you first started your broadcast, I thought I heard something going on in the background. I didn't know if it was some other people there or what. And then
no, it was me scraping my stool and trying to close the door because somebody had just called and the answering machine answered and you could hear it clear as a bell in here, so I had to close the studio door.
Uh-huh.
I now have a studio that's soundproof and the door is closed. It is just absolutely wonderful.
Are you in a small studio, Bill?
Yes.
You might want to try maybe some mate cartons or something a little bit. It's just a very slight echo, a little hollow sound to it. But
that may be these earphones that I'm wearing. They're not fully enclosed.
Oh, I see.
And so some of the, I think what you're hearing is a little bit of feedback.
I see. Okay, well, sorry to call you and give you a report from Wyoming anyway.
Great, that's wonderful.
All right, good night.
Good night. Yeah, as soon as I get some new headphones, you won't hear that little echo because that's exactly what it is. You're hearing... let me see if I can take these off and put them up to the microphone. What you're hearing is these earphones, headphones, and I'm sure you can hear that. So anyway, good evening, you're on the air.
Very good, Bill. This is Steve from around Kalamazoo. The thing I like best about your new signal is that hum is gone, man. It was always a little bit of 60 facial or, phone patch noise, probably 55, 60 dB below you, but boy, you're crystal clear now.
Good. Well, you know, people had told me that there was some kind of a little hum or something in the background. I never could figure out what it was. And to this day, I still don't know what it was, and I don't know what I did to get rid of it. I have replaced 5 pieces of equipment. That may have been part of it. Sometimes electronic equipment over a long period of time will develop what they call an AC filter
noise. This sounded more like either a ground loop or a bad shielding on a cable somewhere. But whatever you did, Bill, you did the right thing, moved or jostled or rehooked up, because this stuff's excellent now. You're not running any reverb. That's just the reverberancy going through your headphones?
Yeah.
Well, great. When you get a new set of cans, it'll sound a whole lot better. But real good up here in Michigan, Bill. I'll let you go. And sounds excellent, sir.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Yeah, I don't have any reverb on this equipment. All I have some headphones here that are open, if you know what I mean. And so what I'm hearing... You could hear if you were in the studio standing next to me. So that little, what sounds like a reverb, is the delay from me talking to the microphone, coming back to the headphones, and the microphone is picking up just a little bitty bit of that. And as soon as I get fully enclosed, what they call studio headphones, then that will go away, or should. If it doesn't, then maybe I've got some other problem. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, this sounds like Jackie.
It is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm very good, dear. How are you?
Great.
I called just to let you know we listen on satellite, of course.
Uh-huh.
And it does sound good.
Wonderful.
And there's a crispness that I haven't heard before.
Crispness.
Crispness, yeah.
Never crispness in bed.
No. No. But I just I wanted to let you know that, and I would like, if I may, to plug your book.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. That's right. You just got it recently, and did you get a chance to finish it?
Yeah, we're not through with it. We took a trip over the, you know, the Christmas down to Missouri, so I had lots of time to read, and I would read in the car to Chuck, and then he'd take turns when we got there. He'd read, and I'd read, and Bill, it's just, it's absolutely phenomenal, and of course, I kept up with a lot of stuff that happened in Oklahoma City and during that time, and I had my video quarter going for probably 3 days straight, but the information that's in this book is just absolutely mind-blowing, and it, to me, I think every one of us should not just have our own copy, but get at least one more copy or as many copies as we can afford to get, and start getting these to some of our elected officials. But what I would suggest, I think what I'm going to do is do some highlighting and some tabbing on pages, because what I found out about these people, you know, the book is thick, and it looks, when you first look at it, it looks like a lot of reading, but it reads so fast, and it was written beautifully, but to do some highlighting for them and, you know, tabbing some pages, because what I found out is if you can grab their attention to just a few little things that would, you know, shock them, then I think they would be disposed to read the entire book.
Oh, sure. Well, I haven't found anybody who started reading it who was able to put it down and stop reading it.
That's right. But when I'm talking about elected officials,
sure,
it seems like when you send them more than two or three pages, they don't have time to read it.
Well, that's what they say.
The truth is
they've got all the time in the world because somebody else is doing all their work for them.
Yeah, but
they don't write bills. They don't do anything anymore. All done for them, everything.
Oh, yes, they do. They do whatever their legislative leaders and the governors tell them to do.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't amount to much real time-consuming work is what I'm getting at.
No, I know. Probably a lot of partying. I just wanted to urge everybody listening, anybody who hasn't ordered the book, to get it, because we all need, everybody needs to read this. And you are working on Volume 2 now?
Yes, that's going to take some time because Volume 2, so you see, Volume 1 just was April the 19th.
Yeah.
That's it, period. And it's 640 some odd pages long, 646 pages long, I believe.
Yeah. What I really like also is the appendix in the back. Because sometimes during the writing, if you try to do too much explaining of something, it gets off the track. And so she keeps a beautiful flow going, but she refers to the appendixes, I find myself going back there to the appendixes a lot, and it's a wonderful supplement, you know, to the actual context of the book.
Yes, we're also going to make the videotapes available.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Videos. Which videotapes?
The ones in the appendix that you can't see.
Wonderful.
See, an awful lot of references in the text refer to videotapes.
To the videos.
Yes. And I believe there's 4 or 5 videotapes.
Oh, that's great. So you'll let us all know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you go so somebody else can call in. But I wanted to ask Kevin, too, from Nevada, if he doesn't know that I do a program before yours, I'd like him to tune in and give a listen.
Oh, well, don't take all this to heart because, like I said, you should hear some of my early broadcasts. They're very embarrassing to me. People who have them say that they're just wonderful.
Yeah.
But when I listen to them compared to all of that I've learned in my so-called radio persona that I've developed over the almost 5 years now, it's like listening to Pooh, you know, trying to do a broadcast.
We've got all of our equipment now. It came in pieces. And so we'll be able to broadcast live as soon as we get this all built.
Fantastic. Please hurry.
I know. I know. But I wasn't talking about the guy that mentioned, you know, the thinniness. Because I understand the quality really leaves a lot to be desired, and that's why we're going to get live. But the one before him, the first caller, you mentioned that he was going to play music up to your program,
uh-huh.
and then maybe people would listen to you and Michael Cottingham, and I just wanted him to know that I'm on before you.
Well, you know, this is like anything else. There are people who listen to Michael Cottingham and you and will not listen to me because they don't like me.
Oh, I doubt that, though.
Oh, it's true. And there are people who listen to you and me and don't listen to Michael Cottingham. And there are people who are just into what Michael does and listen and tune in just for Michael. This is the truth. Radio on this network is like radio on any other network. People have their favorites and people that they don't like. And you know, it's not any different at all.
Yeah, but do you really think that's a fact, that there are people that would listen to Michael and I and not you?
Yes, absolutely. I know it's a fact.
Okay.
You see, because of my blunt nature,
mm-hmm.
I have really angered a lot of people who think that I'm supposed to be stroking them and telling them how wonderful they are, and I will not do it ever.
In other words, that would be people that, if the shoe fits, wear it?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, well, have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye,
good night, and thank you for calling, Jackie. Jackie Petru, by the way, for those of you who may not have tuned in and listened to our broadcast, it immediately precedes the hour of the time, and she's like me. She does her homework. She does her research, and it is impeccable, and some of the broadcasts that she has produced over this network, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, have been groundbreaking, and what I consider to be absolutely essential. I listen to her broadcast. That's how good she is. So I recommend that you all listen to her broadcast, and if you're an affiliate station and you're not carrying her broadcast, I highly recommend that you do it. Your ratings will go up. They really will. And your ratings will also go up if you carry Michael Cottingham, because there's an awful lot of people, more than you could ever imagine, who are interested in herbal medicine, nutrition, plants. All of the things that he talks about on his broadcast are extremely popular with all segments of the population. And so he appeals to a very wide audience, and he has a very large listenership already, which is very unusual for somebody just starting out in radio. I mean, it took me a long time to build my audience and build my studio and get the sound quality good and learn what I'm doing and to get that kind of reaction right off the bat is really wonderful. Okay, enough of my rambling here. Let's go back to the phone. 520-333-4578 is the number. And I think before we do that, I think we're going to have to do let me see if I can bring it up here. Okay. Be back soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in hard assets, non-reportable, non-confiscatable. Now, that's now. I can assure you that sometime in the future that's going to change, and you're not going to be able to buy hard assets, precious metals, in any of their forms without reporting the purchase and without them being subject to confiscation. You see, one of the last planks to be fulfilled in the Communist Manifesto in this country is to eliminate the middle class. That means there will only really be two classes. Although they'll tell you there's one, there will be the rulers and the ruled. And guess which class you're going to fit into? And to make sure that you can't climb out of that situation, they're going to take away gold and silver unless you have it concealed. And whoever has enough of it and has it concealed where they can lay their hands on it if they want to, will control the underground market, which always exists in time of need, in time of tyranny and oppression. And that's going to be very important, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there's going to be a time in the near future when, in order to level that middle class, they're going to have to cause an economic disaster. Now, I'm not talking crises. I'm not talking emergency. I'm talking about total collapse. It's going to happen. It has to happen if they're going to have their new world order and their redistribution of wealth. If you don't understand who's behind all this and what they're doing and what their purpose is, then you'd better start studying the history of socialism. And you will have a very rude awakening very quickly. They never change their tactics. They never change their plan. And their plan is always long range. What they've done before in other countries, they will do again here. You can be assured of that. So call Swiss America Trading and ask how you can get your hands on some real money. Real money. Now, I don't recommend it as an investment. I recommend it as a safeguard of the assets that you have already obtained. Now, if you think you're good enough at playing the market and understanding precious metals and how they fluctuate and what causes them to fluctuate, and if you think that it's really not being controlled by anybody, then you go ahead and do it for an investment, and I wish you luck and hope you make a lot of money. But if you want to preserve the assets, the value of what you have already earned and accumulated, I can recommend it with no conditions and no reservations whatsoever as being the only thing in the history of the world that has ever protected anybody from total economic collapse or hardship or inflation or any of those other terrible things that can happen to you. So call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time and for the financial backing of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, without which there would be no network, I can assure you. And if you don't support this network by supporting Swiss America Trading with your business, there may not be a network in the future. That's one thing liberals have all over conservatives. You see, they back their programs. They back their agenda. Most so-called conservatives won't spend a nickel unless it's squeezed out of them like an orange. Now, when you purchase precious metals from Swiss America Trading, you're not just helping keep this network on the air. You're helping yourself. And there'll come a day when you will thank God that you did it. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Please call now. You know how you are. You know how we all are. We tend to procrastinate, don't we? So call now. Get your hands on some real money. Ask for the current edition of the newsletter. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time and the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. 1-800-289-2646. Go for it. You'll be glad that you did. Well, you know, I really like that. I played that for Pooh and Allison. It's called O Mio Babino Caro. And it's from A Room with a View. Also one of my favorite motion pictures. I like movies about people. Not blowing up cars or bridges or kidnapping or shooting or anything like that. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Folks, don't call unless you're going to stay on and wait. 520-333-4578 is the number, especially if you call right before you know I'm going to do a commercial. You know it's going to take a while. Don't call if you're not going to stay on the line. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's Brian from Kansas.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
How was your Christmas?
Oh, great. Survived another one.
Wonderful. How do we sound there?
You still sound a little bit muddy.
A little bit muddy?
Yeah, a little hot on the audio, and perhaps some of the echo that some are hearing might be from running the limiter a little high, because sometimes they'll pick up some of the room echo. I've got several, and they'll tend to do that.
How's this sound?
It sounds good on the phone. Matter of fact, everybody's sounding fairly good on the phone, maybe just a tad bit hot.
No, I mean on the satellite. I just turned down the input gain for the limiter.
Well, I can't tell.
Well, maybe the next person who calls will be able to tell.
But you definitely have a little better higher frequency. You might want to work on that just a tad. But
what do you mean?
On the treble. Just a little more on the...
You want more bass?
No, maybe a little less.
A little less bass?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's weird, because I'm not running any bass at all on anything. In fact, on the equalizer, I have... from 36 hertz all the way up to 330 hertz on the bass is down, and I've got treble up from 1.7 kilohertz to 16 kilohertz. That's a 12 band equalizer.
You must have a deep voice, and your microphone might kind of tend to enhance that a little bit.
Well, I do have not a real deep voice, but deeper than most people, I think.
Yeah. But it's better. Just need maybe just a little less gain there. And, of course, I can't tell since you've adjusted it, but it's better. And you're on 104.9 and also 103.9 FM in this area.
104.9 and 103.9, and where's that at?
In Garden City. Kansas.
Garden City, Kansas. Very excellent. You know what the listener base is?
I don't really have much of an idea. We've been on for a year and a half or so. We haven't made any offers or anything, just not enough time.
Yeah. Well, you must have some listeners if you've been on that long.
Yeah, we keep the transmitters running. We have a lot of static problems here with the high winds taking out the finals that finally solved that issue, and now they're much more reliable.
Yeah, okay.
Well, good luck, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
And good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm in Kansas.
Mike, turn off your radio or satellite, whatever it is. That's what's confusing you.
I just did.
Okay. Now you can hear me, right?
Right.
And you're not confused.
Hopefully not.
When I talk to somebody and it takes them a few seconds to answer or half a second to answer, I know they're listening to their radio or their satellite and they're getting that delay.
Oh, wait, my phone worked here. I wasn't sure if you had me on there or not. But
Well, yeah, if you hear me talking on the phone, you know you've got me on there.
Anyway, I hear some background noise.
Like what? There's nothing here. There's no noise.
Like something's humming or something.
No?
I never noticed it a couple of weeks ago, but I messed with my audio, you know, and changed it to 5-point increments, and it's still there.
Huh. Everybody else says that there's no background noise.
Yeah, I can't figure that out, because I'm picking up off satellite, and I can't figure out. You know, I switched channels. And
yeah, you've listened to the other callers, right?
Right. That's why I couldn't figure out.
Yeah, I asked them if there's any background noise, hum, or anything like that, and they tell me it's totally gone. There isn't any.
Well, I never noticed it a couple of weeks ago, and now it's there.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I know it was there. So then you're doing something with your equipment, because a couple of weeks ago, I know that there was a hum. Because I could hear it myself on my own satellite dish. I could hear it in my earphones. I didn't know where it came from.
Maybe it's because we're talking about it that it's more noticeable to me. I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't hear anything in my earphones now. I used to be able to hear it, and we can't hear anything on our satellite receiver in the background. And all of the callers so far tonight have said that there is no hum, no background noise, no nothing, just a slight echo, and I know where that's coming from. That's feedback from the earphones that I'm wearing.
I don't know. I'm not that technical. All I know is I hear a background noise in my satellite, and I switch channels and, you know, tried to change your audio around.
Uh-huh. Well, you know that this equipment here is not the only equipment that can produce a hum. Yours can, too.
I don't know. I'm just reporting what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
But I enjoy your show and wish you many hours up there on the air.
Well, I don't think it's going to last too long. I think this is going to be the year that was. And 1997, I think that they're finally had enough of me. I think they're going to come and get me. And when they come and get me, I'm not going to go. So how about that?
I guess if that's the way it has to be, I don't know.
Well, it's the way it's always been throughout history. Whoever stands up and tells the truth the loudest is the first struck down in the war.
Well, good luck to you anyway. Thoughts to be with you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night. I'm realistic, folks. I don't try to hide from what I know to be true. What I just told you is true. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. Gosh, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
How's Paul?
Well, just fine.
How did I know you were that Ann?
Well,
you have no idea how many Anns I know, do you?
No, I know you know at least one other.
Oh, I know a lot of Anns.
Well, I'm pleased you remember my voice.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of neat. I know how you could test your bass if you wanted to test it.
Test my bass?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can sing a few bars of Leonard Cohen for us.
You remember that,
the conference when you'd been up all night?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was. You had me going for a while.
What she's talking about, folks, is that I was in the studio, and I had glass windows in my studio at that time. And so they walked in the door. I had a Leonard Cohen CD in the playing over the studio monitor speakers, which are outside the studio, and they were listening to that. And I was inside mouthing the words, and they thought that I was singing. So, and I had them going for quite a while, but that was funny.
Yeah, you sounded pretty good.
Thank you, Ann.
Yeah. The music sounds very nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's very, very clear. I didn't realize it wasn't clear before.
How's the voice?
I think you sound natural, just like your own voice when we're with you.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds so strange to me in the headphones because I'm used to much more bass, and I took it all out.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I know he took it out, but took what should be normal way down and up to the treble.
Yeah.
On recommendation of people who are professional with radio stuff.
Oh, I see.
So they know what they're talking about, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so. You sound natural.
You hear any background noise or hum or?
No.
Okay, great.
I turned it up when the other guy was listening, you know, when you were talking about it, and
uh-huh.
Didn't really hear any. We have a hum from our equipment, but that's, you know, we know where that's coming from.
Oh, you hear that everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's, you know, when the TV's on or off, you can hear that.
You know, a lot of times that's caused by something in your house. For a long time, I couldn't listen to any radio in the house. And if I wanted to listen to shortwave, I had to go outside, even when it was freezing cold. And there was many a below zero night that the Sugar Bear and I huddled up in the yard listening to shortwave radio. That was long before I ever began broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out that it was those touch lamps.
Oh, really?
They put out a tremendous RF interference to anything. That's those lamps that you touch them and to turn them on or off.
Yes.
So if you have any of those in your house, if you'll unplug them completely and see if you still have a hum, sometimes that's the cause of it. It certainly was in our house. It caused a hum in everything.
Well.
And we couldn't even listen to radio. It was impossible.
Well, that'd be worth a try.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
And there's all kinds of other things. I mean, if you turn everything off in your house and flip all the circuit breakers off and then go through and turn on a circuit breaker, you know, for a room,
uh-huh.
And then turn on everything one at a time. You know, first find out if the hum's gone when you turn everything off and turn all the circuit breakers off. If the hum's gone, then you go from room to room, turning on one circuit breaker at a time and turning on everything in the room one at a time until you hear the hum again.
Uh-huh.
When the hum comes back, the last thing you turned on is what's causing it.
Huh. Yeah. Well, that'd be way to experiment around with it, too.
Yeah. Well, if it bothers you enough, it's worth doing. It doesn't take that long to do all this stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But it's nice to hear from you again.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, it's nice to be able to get you and have you back from... Paul's coming mouthing at me. We're going to be... we've ordered the equipment to be able to rebroadcast.
Oh, wonderful.
And so our little place is going to get... rebroadcast, and we can rebroadcast Michael too, and everything that we would want to, right? That would be on the.
Yes, and don't forget Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah, and as we gain, and then there's Chris on Saturday.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And as we gain broadcasters, hopefully we'll be able to go to 24 hours a day.
Okay. Yes. That'd be neat.
We were 24 hours a day here during Christmas for the Eager Springerville area.
What did you play?
We could broadcast in stereo here, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get stereo. Wow. Huh. So what did you broadcast during the 24 hours? We've been trying to figure how we would fill it up.
Oh, it was all Christmas music.
Oh,
uninterrupted Christmas music.
Okay, well, that'd be nice.
You know my music collection is vast enough that I can play for weeks without repeating anything.
Yes. I love listening to the music you have. Yes, you've had some really nice selections on tonight. You could really pick up the quality of the sound by listening.
Well, that's why I did it, because I wanted people to give me feedback on how this sounds so that we can tweak it if it needs it.
Yeah.
And,
I was just kind of wandering around the house finishing up for the day, and I was, you know, your program was on in the background, and I heard the music, and I thought, wow, that's different. I started paying attention. Paul says, does it sound any better? And I said, well, yeah. And so then he told me what you'd been saying, that you changed everything around.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. This is starting to look like a real radio station. But it's taken me years. You know, I started out with little bitty, rinky-dink, nothing stuff and just replaced a little bit as we could afford it over the years. And we just replaced 5 pieces of equipment.
Boy, that's dedication. I'm sure you could use the money somewhere else.
Oh, we always. Everybody seems to think we have a lot of money. We don't have any money. We barely make our obligations each month and put food on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you right now, we're, I think, minus 60-something dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, in the hole, and we don't know.
Somebody better buy 5 more books, huh?
Well, somebody did buy a bunch of books in Oklahoma, and I called and told them to send me the money immediately.
Yes.
And if anybody else wants books, please order them now, because we need the money desperately.
Yes, excellent book. Book for even after Christmas gifts.
Yes, and it should be a gift all the time, all year, to everybody. Whenever you can afford to buy a copy of Oklahoma City Day One, you give it to your police chief, your sheriff, your pastor, and friends, and your congressman and your senator, and who cares if they get 20? They'll know that it's an important book.
Exactly.
So don't worry if somebody else gave them a copy. It's important that they get a copy, and if they get 20 copies, that's even more important because, you know, they're not going to throw them away.
Oh, no.
They'll be passed around on Capitol Hill through the back door, so to speak, until it's the latest whisper on the lips. Okay, I gotta back out of here.
Okay. Well, nice talking to you, and thank you for the new sound.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, and give Paul my love.
Okay, I will. Okay.
520-333-4578. I think I have time for maybe one or two more quick calls. In fact, I do. And then we'll go the way of the will of the wisp, and you'll be hearing Michael Cottingham for his hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. It's Dan down in Abilene.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, it sounds real good. I don't hear too much bass at all. Like I said, about what you said, if anything, it might be just a tad bit less, but not that much that bothers.
Huh.
And like I was telling you, the too much bass, it tends to muddle a person's voice, so really it is best to take a little bit out like you're doing.
Yeah.
I hear no background noise whatsoever. It's real clear. Like I said, just a slight bit of echo.
Let me show you where it was set. Let me get it over here. That's where the bass was.
Okay. Of course, I'm hearing you over the phone. I have it on tape. I'll hear you later. But
yeah.
As far as your level on my VU meters on my recorder, you're about where you were for overall level.
Uh-huh. Well, let me know, you know, whether this is better or what I had for the rest of the show was better. This is where the bass was, always, and I took it all out, and this is where we are now.
Okay. I'll check that later and give you a call back.
Okay. Let me let you go so I can get somebody else in here for our sign-off for the night.
Okay, sir. Good night.
Thank you. 520-333-4578. Got time for one more call, folks. And then, sounds like the beginning of a good story, doesn't it? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Ms. Russell in Houston.
Hi, Russell. How are you?
I turned the bass up a moment ago. You got very muddy.
Okay. That's why we took it out.
Right. I think what you sound as if you're talking in a power stall. I really think that there's a resonant effect there.
Where? Now?
Well, just the whole broadcast. I think your booth, your sound booth is like, if it's about the size of a shower stall, I think that would explain. I'm hearing what I think is a resonance in your voice.
It's about, let me see. It's about 8 foot by, maybe 16 feet.
Well, perhaps not, but that's just an idea. It sounds to me a bit like resonance. It may be the earphones, though. But anyway, definitely you keep the bass turned down where you've had it for the most of the broadcast.
Okay.
Right. When you turned it up, things got really muddy.
Sounds weird to me. When I have the bass up like it used to be, it sounds real good in my earphones. But apparently
it makes you very hard to understand.
Oh. Huh. Okay, well. It's just not making it through the satellite and down again. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good night. And it might be resonance in here. I just know that I have these open earphones and this microphone that will pick up a gnat crawling across the floor. So I'm going to change the microphones first. If that doesn't work, then I'll think about something else. I don't know what. I put a big block of foam rubber in here, so maybe that would do it. Okay, folks, I guess that does it for this broadcast. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
Hello.